Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. Want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right, get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot," I say. "Remove the block and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime." The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King Soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Back home at last in Beverly Hills, California, famous scientist Robert Regent has returned to his laboratory. His scientific studies have been interrupted for 9 years, during which he was held prisoner by the sinister Roxor, who cherished a mad dream to rule the world. But despite the outward serenity of their lives, Dorothy Regent has a recurrent presentiment of disaster. It is fulfilled when, following the receipt of a mysterious letter for Regent, his library is rocked by an explosion. Meanwhile, halfway around the world in forbidden Tibet, Frank Chandler is in the midst of a final talk with his teacher, the yogi. Chandu, the magician.
But this Balkan country where I'm to go, my teacher.
Dost thou not know it, my son?
Oh, I know what everyone does. That it's almost as it was in the Middle Ages, except the king's been forced out now. And like Tibet, foreigners are discouraged from coming in.
Thou hast not forgotten the mountain.
Oh, the one I saw in the crystal with a strange mark on the side, like a curved sword.
Remember, my son.
I will not forget. But how I can go to Matabania, a foreigner, unknown, alone, I don't see yet.
My son, the way will open.
You're coming back with me, aren't you? As far as India, I mean.
It is not written that I am to go.
Can you tell me what your work is here, my teacher?
There are certain of the monks to whom I teach the secrets. Others who live here are as yet on lower planes of understanding. I may not reach them.
Yes, I know. Some of them are belligerent, too. I met them on my way here.
They are dangerous only because they do not know. Thou knowest that with knowledge comes understanding.
Yes, I know. This country itself is menacing. I can see why ignorant men here are cruel, too.
And still there are those who come seeking adventure. But today one came. The monks would have beaten him to death but for me.
So that's what the noise was early this morning. I might have guessed.
This young man chose to disguise himself as a monk, as thou didst. But he was less skillful than thou.
What have you done with him?
Though he had broken the law, his life was saved. But he has been sent upon the right road down the mountainside.
But he'll freeze. The roads are deep with snow. Well, that's murder.
He had broken the law, my son. Now the time has come for thee to go. Do not delay.
I'll pick up the things I left in my room and be on the way at once.
It is well.
Goodbye, my teacher.
Suppose you've come to throw me out again.
No, I didn't know this room had been assigned to someone else.
At least they've sent one who speaks English this time.
Oh, he must be the boy the yogi was telling me about. How did you get in here?
The yogi? Oh, the old boy who kept the others from killing me.
Well?
Why should I tell you how I got in?
I'm not going to call the monks, you know.
Aren't you one yourself?
No, no. No, I had to come to see the yogi, and this was the most convenient way to dress.
I thought that, too. But my luck was out. They knew at once I was a foreigner. How did you manage, and do you mind telling me your name?
In exchange for yours?
Oh, sorry. I'm Nicholas of... Well, Nicholas Montaigne.
Well, I'll give you my real name. Frank Chandler.
Frank Chandler? Not the Chandler who found the scientist Robert Regent.
Yes, but how did you know?
Good Lord, haven't you seen the papers?
Not since I left Malta 3 months ago. Where did you see them?
Why, before I left Malta. I mean, before I left home. Oh, what is that bell that rings here all the time?
You wouldn't understand. Where did you say you saw the newspapers?
I'm afraid I didn't say. I'm sorry. I know I'm in a devil of a hole, and no doubt you can make it even worse, but... You see, my family doesn't know I'm in Tibet.
What will they think when they don't hear from you again?
I beg your pardon?
Well, you must admit your chances of reaching the border are none too good.
Oh, I say.
Where do your people think you are?
Traveling in India.
Alone?
No.
Look here, Montaigne. I'm not prying into your personal affairs. I'm much too busy to be curious. But face it, you haven't a chance unless you get help.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chandler. I'd better tell you. You see, I knew I'd freeze to death on the road in this robe.
So you got in when the man at the big door was looking the other way for a moment. And this being the first door you came to, you walked in.
That's right. Tomorrow I'll walk as far as I can before the freezing wind comes up. Perhaps I can make it to a dark bungalow.
You wouldn't make a mile. The snow is 4 or 5 feet deep on the road.
You suggest that I sit here quietly until the monks come in and finish me off?
Don't talk nonsense. I know a secret trail used by the monks.
But how will that help?
They keep it open. They have to. It reaches the lower valley in half the time the roads take. You'll have to start tonight, though, or you'll meet some of them.
Why are you doing this, Mr. Chandler?
Because I have a feeling you're doing just what I did at your age. Only I went to the Andes, to a district almost as formidable as this.
What do you think I'm doing?
Well, I think you're in school somewhere. Paris, perhaps.
Look here.
You told the dean your mother was ill at home. Then you left several letters with a friend to be mailed home.
Why, you're uncanny. You're not a yogi yourself, are you?
Oh, no.
Well, you've hit it exactly. I'd read all those...
Where did you hear that?
I saw it in the newspapers. But what does it matter?
It matters a great deal. Get over in the corner where you won't be seen when I open the door.
You think it's the monks?
Certainly.
Be silent, my brothers. My son, art thou concealing the young stranger? Have I not told thee he has broken the law?
Yes, my teacher. He came here. How did the monks discover him?
I will come in. He must be sent away at once.
I will take him away with me.
It is not enough. Before the sun rises, he must be in the Vale of Kashmir. From there, he must find his way alone.
I will do as you say, my teacher.
Mr. Chandler, what does he mean?
He means I'm to make use of certain powers I have to put you out of their reach.
By some sort of magic? Are you serious?
Whether you believe in it or not, Montaigne, you must listen. We only have a moment.
But I want to understand you. You're going to try to send me down to Kashmir in India by sorcery?
Not only try, I'm going to.
But that's impossible.
Be quiet, Montaigne.
Yes, my son, be still and wait. First, giving thy word that thou wilt never reveal what this moment contains.
I'm not very proud of getting myself into this, you know. I won't speak of it. But I don't see...
Listen. Be absolutely still. Nicholas Montaigne, you are even now in Kashmir.
Thou hast done well, my son, whom I have named Chandu. Come in, my brothers. He is not here.
You see? There is no one here but I.
Close the door.
I'll say goodbye again now.
Wait, my son. Have I not told thee the way would open for thee to take up thy work?
Yes.
Look into the crystal.
The evil force has already lifted its head. Farewell, my son. When the time is right, we shall meet again.
My teacher, he said, the crystal.
Mother, what was it that exploded?
Exploded?
It must have been in the laboratory. No wonder we weren't all killed.
We were way over here by the hall door when that thing blew up. The lab door must have been open, or it would be splintered.
If your father was in there.
Yeah.
Dorothy.
Maybe he wasn't, Mother. Maybe he's down in the filing room in the basement. Look!
The boot over the stairs is flat on its face. I bet that's where he is, Mom, down in the vault.
Surely he'd hear the explosion even down there.
But the boot is lying right across the stairs. Oh, let me go and call the police, Mother.
Dorothy, don't let her do that. Dorothy.
I won't, Frank. Mom, you said Frank.
Oh, that's strange. I thought for a moment I heard his voice.
Oh, I wish he were here. He'd tell us what to do.
Listen to me, Dorothy. Press on the bronze lotus flower at the base of the Buddha.
Frank, where are you?
Mother!
Bob, quick. See if there's a bronze lotus flower at the base of the Buddha.
Sure, there's one here.
Press on it. That's what he said.
Gosh, it's funny the mechanism still works.
Mother, can you really hear Uncle Frank?
Don't be afraid, Dorothy.
Hey, Ma, you look scared to death. You're as white as a ghost.
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen, you lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So, coot, you say. Remove the block, and the penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. To get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.